So today we're doing funk guitar, and thanks to my student here, he told me about Nile Rodgers, who was like the first innovator of funk guitar, and he's played on hundreds and hundreds of songs that we all know and love and didn't know it was him. So the guy's got it made. He's like a millionaire who has no stress of, you know, being haunted by paparazzi or anything like that, according to my students. So thanks for turning me on to him, man. So what I did was I went online. I did not make this up. This is from Guitar Player Magazine, and I put the link right up front. I'm not claiming ownership to this. But what helps is I went through the entire file and played all the examples, and I demonstrate them at half speed and at regular speed. And so we can show you how to play them. It took a while. It took like, and I was thinking to myself, man, this is really where a teacher comes in, because anyone can go on the internet and get information, but if it took me between half an hour and an hour to do it, it would take you guys a lot longer, and would you have the self-discipline to do it? Probably not. I know me personally, I got tons of articles just laying there for me to eventually get to, and I'm never going to get to them because it's just like a discipline thing. But also, once you hear it, it makes, and you know, reading these articles, that's what I mean. You can read it, but if you can't hear it, then there's no real incentive to want to do it. So we're going to choose some of them to go through today. And I'll leave it to you, the student, who shall remain nameless for now, which one you want to do. There's all the famous ones that he played on, which is Le Freak, Good Times. How do you pronounce that? Chic Cheer.
Chic Cheer.
And that has some interesting stuff too. And then there's Let's Dance from David Bowie. And there's also some lead lines that go with that. And then the final one is Get Lucky from Daft Punk. Which shall you choose first? So the call is Get Lucky. And this one has easy chords. It's just B minor, D, F sharp, and E. One bar each. And so you see on the sheet, they have the chords. And then that's example 10A. But then 10B, they give you the rhythm. But it's really those same chords. You know, I don't know why they didn't just combine the diagrams. So first just play the chords. And I forgot to tell you, the other thing I did was make a loop of each, and you're going to get these in your account. I made a loop, like a perfect loop. If you have a machine, a wave player or something on your computer, and you can hit the little loop this file button,
yeah.
It'll be a perfect loop, and you can jam all day long.
Wow.
Just with four, yeah, that's a cool part. And you'll hear it on this Get Lucky thing. It's not B minor 7, it's just regular B minor. Example 10C has all variations, but we'll get there in a minute. Okay. So first, just I'll put the looper on, just do the chords only. All right, so there's my loop. Like one, two, three, go. Pretty easy, right? Yep. And no offense to you, you sound like I do, which is like a regular rock and roll guy, not a funk guy.
Right.
Right? And that's why we're going to have this. We're going to get into this. What is all this rhythm stuff, 10B? Because if you take away the pulse here, they keep on going. You take away the dance beat pulse. Boom, bap, boom, boom, bap, boom, bap. And that's what I mean by rock. Like it's... What really makes it funky? It's all these intricate little rhythms. So thank you for demonstrating that. And we're gonna dig into what all this is. Now, in order for you not to have to read all this, if that's another thing with these articles, if you don't read standard notation, you're kind of screwed. Like, how could you even interpret that?
Mm-hmm.
So first, be willing to learn it at half speed. A lot of information right there. So I suggest we start with only one chord, the B minor chord, and it sounds like this. So like that, 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 that. All right, hang on. That, 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 that. That's what this first bar of 10B sounds like. So like da 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 da. All right. So I don't know if you whether you read music or not. It's one and e e and four e and one and So only B minor. So the strum and then so this is the strumming would have to go. I want you to go down down up 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 down up down up down 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 up 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 down up down up down. So do it exactly as I'm saying. So go a little slower. Down, down, up, up. Actually, let's just do the first part. So like what? Like go three, four. Down, down, up, up. Rest, 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 rest. Down, down, up, up. You got that part. And then the second half is two, three, four. Up, down, up, down, up, down. Up, down. Yes, two. So let's make a loop of those two beats. Oh, you got it already?
I think I got it.
Okay, let's hear it. Three, four.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, two, three, four. Almost. Just get the direction sorted out. Now, let me make a thing about the direction. It's very critical that your hand is always going, stop for a minute, is always going a strict up and down motion because when those rhythms get faster, there is no way intellectually that you'll be able to hear it.
Right.
You know this. But I repeat it for... Da, 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 da. You got it. Good. Now this may take, that's only one of four bars. So let me just warn you. First you gotta get the first bar up to speed. You may think to yourself, man, this is gonna take forever. So even if it takes us the whole hour, yeah, which it might, just to do four bars, what will happen? Your internalization of the funk feel on this tune will be unparalleled, and it'll pervade. It'll translate to all these other areas. I don't know if the word pervade is right, but it, you know, it's not just one tune. So you know, we spent all a whole hour on one song, but it's not that. It's the technique and the feel that is what we want. So the first step is you got the first part. Let's get it up to 116, which is the desired tempo. Let's see where you're at now. You're at All right, so do it with this, like one, two, three, go. Before you play, go. Right with it, stay with it. That's very good. Itself is a hard step right there because you're sometimes wavering from the. So you may end up hating this lesson that I was all excited about because it's gonna be a pain in the butt, but you'll thank me for it later. So one, two, three, four. Because no offense, but we're about half the desired speed. This is at 122, but we're playing eighth notes and it's 16th note feel. So what I mean by that is, what's half of 122 is like 61. All right. So and we have to get to 116. That's what we're talking about. All right. So if we from 16.
Wait, we have to get to 116?
116, yeah.
Weren't we just at 122?
But it was eighth notes. So If it was 61, here, I'll show you what I mean. 61. That's the same thing we just did. But I'm going to beef it up to like 70. And we can get up to 116, and we will. It won't take that long. But so here we go. Like, straight here, so let me feel the tempo first. Two, three, four. No problem, right? In fact, I'll even put this on 4/4. So that was at 70. Now we're gonna do 80. We might not be able to get to 116, we'll see. Like, let's see. One, two, three, four. Do when you're at home.
Is that the right chord I'm playing?
You're playing B minor 7, which is fine. I'm playing just regular B minor.
Gotcha.
But it's close enough.
What's this voicing that it's written here?
Well, that's just a B minor bar chord, is it not? At the 7th fret?
Oh, there is a fret in between them. Okay, yeah, I didn't realize.
And it says a Roman, you might not be used to Roman numerals, but that's little B.
Yeah, no, that's all right. My eyes are deceiving me.
Oh, you're fine.
I thought they were right next to each other. I was so confused.
And by the way, I'm glad you brought that up. It's a bit small, and I tried to... I can enlarge these because all three examples are on the same image. And if I enlarge one of them, the other one's going to go off the page. So that's partly why I provided the link in the beginning. So if you type in the link... Or if you just type in the title, Funk It Up Like Nile Rodgers, it'll bring it up, the link. And then you can find those graphics and bring them. I brought mine because I'm learning this stuff. I brought mine up huge, way huger than on that piece of paper. So that's a big tip, you know. But I couldn't do that in this case because of the graphics. Here we go. So as you could see, you already got from... But this is the type of self-discipline you have to have at home. We already got from 60, and now we're going to be at 90. So instead of being like half... All the way there, we're gonna be most of the way there. Here we go. It sounds like this. That's great. Great job. Nice job. Let's go to 100. 1, 2, 3. Get to 116 is just play all the chords with that strum.
Okay.
Just for the heck of it.
Sure.
Here's 108, half of 116. 1, 2, 3, 4. Using a little more wrist as it gets faster. It's too hard with the arm. That's very good. Good, here we go, 116. The moment we've been waiting for. 1, 2, 3, go. That's really good. I'll make the metronome just a touch louder. Now we're going to try it with all four chords, if you think we can. 1, 2, 3, it'll be like... You get the fun of comping to this loop that I made. Loop away, unlike the rock strum we had before. If you did that on your own, it would sound like funk. Here we go. So that hard work you put in is gonna pay off. Do it just you. Or maybe I'll just play bass or something. Like one, or let's do it with the mushroom. One, two, three, four. And now it sounds like fun. Great job. So you can see the hard work. It's a little bit painstaking because we only did one bar out of four.
Right.
So there's that, but immediately that bar is funking your stuff up.
Yeah,
let's go right to the next one. So this is bar two. I'll start a new file.